Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We are continuing to go over our verse-by-verse study of the Epistle of 1 John, and today we're going to continue to look at what John taught about the sin that is unto death. So let's read 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 and 17 again together. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. Now, over the last several broadcasts, we have been exploring just what John was talking about here when he mentions the sin unto death. And I told you that this is a very controversial passage in God's Word over which much debate has raged for many years. And we saw last time that, in my opinion, based upon my own best honest research, there are only two possible answers to just what John meant when he used the term sin unto death that doesn't contradict any other verse. A, John may have been talking about a sin that is unto eternal death, as in the unpardonable sin of blaspheming the Holy Ghost, as Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 12. Or B, John may have been talking about a sin that is unto physical death, as in the case of Ananias and Sapphira, as Luke recorded for us in Acts chapter 5. Now, over the last several broadcasts, we've been exploring the first possible answer, that John was actually talking about a sin that is unto eternal death, that is the sin of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And I've gone over with you what this sin is not, and how evil people manipulate others by holding the fear of this sin over their heads. And today I want to go into just what blaspheming the Holy Ghost actually consists of. Jesus said in Matthew 12 that all blasphemy that men do can be forgiven, except when they blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Those who actually do blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. So let's turn to Matthew 12, verses 31 and 32, and read that passage together. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Now, Jesus didn't just speak these words out of the clear blue sky, but there is a context to these frightening words, because Jesus spoke them as the result of what had happened just a few verses earlier. So let's read Matthew chapter 12, verses 14 through 37 together, so that we can get the feel of this entire exchange. Verse 14, then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed, and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or how else can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, first of all, we must understand that the Pharisees were not sincere and well-meaning people who just had a different opinion about the things of God than Jesus did. No, these men who were collectively called Pharisees are the only group of people in the entire New Testament about whom Jesus never said anything good about. These men were supposedly the ones who knew more about God than anyone else in all of Israel, and they didn't know God's own Son when He stood right in front of them. These men studied the law from the time they were 12 years old every day, 12 hours every day, until they died. They were experts in both the law and the prophets. Now, there were many different schools of the Pharisees, and some were better than others, but these men collectively represented the very best of human achievement as it pertained both to obedience and practical application of the law of God that the world has ever seen. Many of the Pharisees could quote entire chapters of the first five books of the Bible by memory, and several of them could recite all five books solely from memory. The Pharisees didn't think they had anything to learn because they had everything that God had spoken, they knew everything that God had spoken, and they understood everything that God had spoken. So their claim and reputation as it pertained to God and the things of God was, I see, I understand, and I am aware. And this is why Jesus did not show these people any mercy at all when he talked with them. These men did not come to Jesus broken over their own sin. No, they came to Jesus for the sole purpose of exposing Jesus to be the fraud and liar and deceiver that they really believed that he was. They did not seek to worship Jesus. They sought to kill him. They didn't just disagree with what Jesus said. They wanted to silence Jesus by killing him. And when they were unable to trap Jesus into giving a wrong answer, the Pharisees then attributed all that Jesus did to the power of the devil. This is what true blasphemy is. It is not simply wrong words that are spoken, or when people say things that they shouldn't say in the heat of an argument, but it is the entirety of a person having an evil heart of unbelief, having a wicked approach to destroy Jesus by linking what Jesus did to the power of the Spirit, to the devil. So when Jesus rebuked these Pharisees for their ignorance of God's Word, he repeatedly said to them, have you not read? Or, have you not heard? In other words, because these men said that they knew and understood, Jesus did not allow them any variance at all, and he expected them to know, and he condemned them for not knowing. Perhaps the most pointed exchange that Jesus ever had with these men is recorded for us in John chapter 8. This exchange shows us the great hatred that the Pharisees had for Jesus, and it also shows us that Jesus looked at these men as being nothing but self-righteous charlatans who were deceiving the people and who were actually committing the sin of blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. So let's read part of this exchange by looking at John 8, verses 31 through 59. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then they answered him. Now this is the Pharisees. We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said unto them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father." They said unto him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not yet believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God." Then answered the Jews and said unto him, "Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil?" Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Then said the Jews unto him, "Now we know thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Verily, verily, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So you see, the Pharisees had evil in their heart toward Jesus. They wanted to discredit him. They wanted to assign his power to be that of the devil, and they eventually wanted to kill him. So this is the heart of someone who is lost and unsaved and never will be saved, who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit. Well, I've got to stop right here, but please join me on the next broadcast as we continue our journey through the epistle of 1 John. May God help us all.